All right, let me jump over here to the opening monologue, The Right Side Way. And I'll tell you, last year I stumbled upon something that just got way up under my skin. I mean, we all know the great woke purge of U.S. history continues to go on. In a never-ending series of virtue signals, the left erases history one brick at a time. I still struggle with the fact that Fort Bragg and Fort Benning and several other posts on which I've served have all had their names changed. I have to ask if the force is now more capable, more ready for the fight. Are we a more lethal military because Fort Bragg is now called Fort Liberty? Well, if you aren't already familiar, then just know this. Someone in the Biden administration decided the most important thing we could possibly do would be to make sure that anything that was tied to the Confederacy was just erased. Statues, street names, even military installations. Because you just know, young troopers sat around wringing their hands because of the vast inequities of being assigned to a military post that was named after someone from 150 years ago that they had no idea was tied to the Confederacy. What I discovered last year, though, was that one more item being swept up in the purge of anything remotely tied to the name of anyone remotely involved with the Confederacy is the U.S. Army Ranger Memorial at Fort Benning, Georgia. And yes, I called it Benning. If you're not familiar with the Ranger Memorial, it really is something to see. It sits in a grassy open area now known as Ranger Field, adjacent to what is called the Maneuver Center of Excellence at Fort Benning. Old guys like me just call it Building 4. But the Maneuver Center of Excellence at Fort Benning is the place where all of young infantry and armor officers enter the profession of arms. Overseen by some true heroes who make up the National Ranger Memorial Foundation, the Ranger Memorial was actually built with over $500,000 in private donations and is maintained by the foundation at a cost of over $30,000 per year, raised, again, privately. It's a beautiful monument, made up of large marble pillars that surround a giant bronze version of what is known as a Fairbairn Sykes fighting knife, the kind that the men of the 1st Ranger Battalion carried in World War II. But one of the key elements of the overall monument is a long stone walkway that leads up to it, and it's built out of stones that contain the names of Rangers who have served throughout history. No rank, just the word Ranger and their name and unit. Anyone can buy a stone, but they are very strictly only engraved for the names of those who were Rangers. Well, enter the days of the great modern purge, and the Ranger Memorial Foundation was informed last year that there were several engraved stones that would just have to be removed. Because, you know, it was scary. Paid for with private dollars, mind you, but, again, so scary to young troops who might be confused by the very idea that a name with which they have no personal reference should have ever been allowed on that monument. Well, the association was told by the garrison commander at Fort Benning that they should be removed or risk having a detail sent over there to do it for them. So the foundation reluctantly agreed to avoid having any damage done to the monument, but they went down swinging.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the Balm Box comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need balm.
Now I have to ask, if we're going to remove the names of dead Rangers from a historical monument that was built with approval from all of the authorities and paid for with private donations, well then, when do we start removing headstones from graves? I mean, keep in mind, Arlington National Cemetery is actually built on the land of former Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Lee's house, known as Arlington House, sits beautifully overlooking the acres of white headstones where the honorable dead of our nation are buried. So if the logic applied to the Ranger Memorial is to be fully extended, then are we supposed to tear down that house? Or should we dig up and relocate all the graves? Sound crazy? Well, Just in case you didn't already know it, just a few months ago, the Confederate Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery, the one that was put there to bring healing and recognize that the war between the states was over and to honor the loss of those who had fought for the South, well, the Army had it removed completely in April of this year by order of Congress under Nancy Pelosi. So where does this madness, this purge of history, where does it end? But look, here's the deal. Just when you thought that there was no hope, you get a shining example of people standing up and saying enough's enough. A man by the name of Howard Mullen is a 2013 inductee into the Ranger Hall of Fame. He served honorably in the 75th Ranger Regiment, earned his combat jump wings when he jumped into Grenada back during the Reagan era. Mullen recently joined a fellow Ranger Hall of Fame member, retired Command Sergeant Major Mike Kelso, in petitioning the town council of Andersonville, Georgia, to please receive several of the stones that were forcibly removed from the Ranger Memorial. Andersonville is a site of the infamous POW camp from the Civil War, and the museum there is run by the town. Ranger Mullen told the council, quote, "There were four stones removed simply because these Rangers fought with the Confederacy." And he said, quote, "There's a big push to remove these monuments, these Confederate monuments and stuff, just to erase our history. So it's very important that we maintain our history for future generations." In talking to the council, Mullen and Kelso affirmed that this was not political at all, that these men may have fought for the losing side, but they were historically considered Rangers. In Mullen's words, "People are sick of this stuff." So the town council agreed, and the stones are going to be moved next week for permanent display at the Civil War Drummer Boy Museum in Andersonville, Georgia. Look, I think it's also important, though, that I point something out. You see, Ranger Howard Mullen, he's black. He's a black man. He's a Ranger with a long and storied career. He is obviously not threatened by history, and in fact, he is determined to preserve it. And I'll be honest with you, knowing that makes it an even more decent ending to a bad story. But overall, I'll tell you, this effort by the left to purge history is wrong on so many levels. This is a tactic of Stalinism. Stalin and Lenin, they were well known for purges in which they looked at those that were deemed not fit for service in the Communist Party and just simply had them disappeared. But more than that, the Communists would also then begin to rebrand history. A classic example is Leon Trotsky, who at one point was Lenin's right-hand man. When he defected, official photographs containing images of Trotsky were altered to make it look as if he had never been there. North Korea, China, Myanmar, Saddam's Iraq, they've all gone through purges of history to ensure that the narratives that don't suit the current power base are wiped out from visibility and no longer able to be a point of discussion among the people. But here's the rub. In an era in which the left heralds what they refer to as diversity, it is becoming more and more important that they have no desire, or apparent that they have no desire, to actually celebrate differences. The fact is that the Ranger Memorial and the Confederate Monument at Arlington and the names of Bragg and Binning and Rucker and Hood, they've all been swept up in a historical purge. A desire to push for the eradication of any memory of that which makes the current leftist power base feel uncomfortable. There is no acknowledgement given to what it means to have history correct itself. And no future citizen will now be able to truly recognize the value of where we are without being able to fully acknowledge where we've come from. If we erase history, if we purge names and places and statues, then what we are really saying is that we cannot overcome our history unless we erase it and all the lessons that go with it. Well, how about a little credit to those who came back from the dark times with an attitude of redemption and chose freely to serve thereafter? Yeah, history is real. And those who are obliged to forget their history are doomed to repeat it. We have got to keep pushing back against the purge. And I'm glad to hear Ranger Mullen does not let skin color get in his way. Rangers lead the way. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yep, there you have it. I thought that was a classic story. I found that out last year. It just bugged me. But I love the fact that just yesterday I discovered that next week, those same stones that were removed because of diversity are going to be on display at the museum in Andersonville, Georgia. It's just right. Push back against the purge. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the Balm Box comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need balm.